Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is the day in 2006 Isaac Hayes quit the TV series South Park. He was Chef. I love Chef. Hello there, children. Chef would talk to the kids about adult things and always end up singing about making sweet love to a woman. I miss Chef. On this day in 2006, Isaac Hayes quit the TV show South Park, apparently because they made fun of his religion, Scientology. The criticism was that Isaac Hayes was there as Chef when they made fun of Christians, when they made fun of Muslims, when they made fun of all kinds of things. He was there. And he was called a hypocrite for leaving after they made fun of Scientology. And look, you know, if you're a total outsider and you look at some of the practices of being Catholic, some of this stuff is a little wacky, okay? You know, like you're eating the body, you're drinking the blood of a man. So some of it is a little wacky. Scientology is even wackier, in my opinion. And so, you know, there's a lot to talk about with Scientology. But Isaac Hayes, as Chef, was criticized because he allowed all these other things to be made fun of while he was there. But when it came to Scientology, he was out. Well, in 2016, 10 years after Chef left the show, his son issued a statement saying that his dad had a stroke and was incapacitated, and somebody else wrote the press release about leaving the show and why he left because of Scientology. So Isaac Hayes III, his son, says, "My father was not a big hypocrite to be part of the show. That would constantly poke fun at African-American people, Jewish people, gay people. He only quit when it came to Scientology," his son says. So he's just standing up for his dad that he was okay with everything else. So it sounds like his son... It sounds like his son was really supporting the idea that he left because of Scientology. And, you know, those Scientology people, they're like really sensitive. And when you're so sensitive, when people make fun of you and you're really sensitive, it means there's something weird about what you believe in. You know, Catholics can take a joke. A lot of people can take a joke. The most fundamental Christian zealots, they can't take a joke. A lot of radical Muslims can't take a joke. A lot of people can't take a joke. But they laugh at everybody else. So, you know, it sounds like he left because of Scientology. But it's a shame that we didn't hear it from him, that we heard it from somebody else who wrote the press release. But it sounds like Chef left the show because of Scientology. And his son says that he only quit because of Scientology. Well, you know, so look, I'm going to go along with the criticism that Isaac Hayes was a hypocrite. He was a hypocrite to go along with everybody else making fun of everything else. But when it came to Scientology, you know, I got to draw a little line there. All right. I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us on this Thursday afternoon, close to the weekend. The Irish Channel St. Patrick's Day Parade has been canceled because of the impending weather on Saturday. It's going to be rescheduled. And then the crew of Argus, the Mardi Gras Parade crew of Argus, rolls with the St. Patrick's Day Parade on Metairie Road, starts at Rummel High School, goes up Severn, turns left on Metairie Road, heads down Metairie Road, and that's going to be one hell of a day of parading because the trucks follow the St. Patrick's Day Parade. I think the crew of Argus may come first, but that's a limited parade. So it's going to start at 10 o'clock instead of noon. So it's not like it's going to go on that much later in the day. It's just starting early. So keep that in mind. And look, if you're going to this parade, you know, be careful where you park and don't block somebody's driveway because that's just really kind of inconsiderate. Also, we've been talking about this letter that Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser wrote to the Honorable Freddie King III, City Councilman Freddie King. And it's about the contract with Ivy Waste and Sidney Torres for the French Quarter. And Lieutenant Governor Nungesser is talking about what a great job they did. I asked him if there's any connection between he and Sidney Torres, and he said no. He said he just saw the job that they were doing and appreciates the job they were doing. What Nungesser doesn't want to see happen is that the contract goes to somebody who has some kind of connection with the city council. Somebody who's not in the garbage business who might not be the best person to have that contract. And I agree. You know, if we can expose favoritism in any way, shape, or form, let's do it. Because too much of that is part of the history of New Orleans. And so we now have word that Councilmember Freddie King is going to call into the show about 3:20 this afternoon. So, you know, I got to take a break here in just a couple of minutes because he's going to call in. I want to be out of the stop set so we can talk to him because he wants to answer what Billy Nungesser has said about this contract maybe going to somebody else. And we'll just answer the questions that need to be. I'll ask the questions and let's see if we get answers or let's see what side we hear, because Nungesser himself said that, you know, this is what I'm hearing. And I'm concerned because I think Sidney Torres did a great job. And it seems like the person that does the great job should get or keep the job. And it shouldn't go to somebody else that ends up being a favor to somebody else. So we'll find a little bit more out about that when Councilmember Freddie King calls in here in just a few minutes. All right, tonight is the Blood Worm Moon. Now, it's called the Worm Moon because a lot of earthworms come out this time of year. It's going to be a full moon and also a lunar eclipse. So this is going to be in the sky over the New Orleans area from 1:26 to 2:31. So about 1:30 to 2:30 this morning, full moon and the eclipse. Yeah, and at some point, the moon is supposed to turn red, sort of a reddish color. So, you know, I mean, if I'm not up, I'm going to set an alarm. Sometimes I'm going to bed about that time. So I'm going to try and see it. We may have to fight with the clouds, but right now it's just mostly clear, few clouds in the sky. So hopefully it's clear enough for us to see this phenomenon tonight. All right, I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Earlier this afternoon, Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser called the show to talk about a letter that he had written to the Honorable Freddie King III, a council member of the New Orleans City Council. And in the letter, he expressed concern that a contract to keep the French Quarter clean, to pick up trash and everything, might go to somebody other than Ivy Waste and Sidney Torres. Billy Nungesser believing that Sidney Torres has done the best job. This letter went to Freddie King, and I, you know, offered anybody to call in concerned about this to call in and we could talk about it. And Councilmember Freddie King has called into the show. Freddie, welcome to our show and thanks for calling in.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Thanks for having me.
I'm sure you read the letter, and at the very end of the letter, he said, I strongly recommend that the city continues to work with IV Waste. People are happy with the service provided. Let's not go backwards from this point. What do you want to add to this?
Well, I want to add that I agree that Mr. Torres and Ivy Waste, they have been doing a great job since they have been awarded this emergency contract. I received several emails and phone calls from residents and businesses in the French Quarter asking that Ivy Waste remain the sanitation provider for the French Quarter school. And, you know, the French Quarter residents and the businesses, they don't always see eye to eye on issues, but this is one issue that they agree that IV should remain the sanitation provider.
Okay, so what's the question? It seems like there's a question that even though they got this emergency contract and they were the ones that were given the contract to take care of everything before and during the Super Bowl, it seems like there's a concern that they might not be the one that continues.
Well, let me just back up to the very beginning and just clear up some misconceptions. The contract, the sanitation's contract, expired late last year in December. I believe December 23rd or December, let's say the last week of December.
Okay.
And Henry Consulting was awarded the contract with Richard's Disposal as a subcontractor. They were supposed to start, I believe, December 23rd when the last contract expired. For whatever reason, Alvin Richards, Richards Disposal, and Henry Consulting were not able to agree on terms of their business, with one being a sub, one being the general contractor or the primary contractor. Without them being able to agree, the city needed to have a sanitation's provider for the French Quarter. We had Super Bowl coming up, Sugar Bowl, you know, Mardi Gras. So we had to put out to bid an emergency contract. That contract was put out to bid and was awarded to Ivy Waste. Ivy Waste hit the ground running. They came in. They have been and are currently providing top-notch services. And now Alvin Richards and Henry Consulting, they're saying, we resolved our issues, we agreed to terms, and now we're ready to step in and become the sanitation provider for the French Quarter. My position is I don't feel comfortable with that. I don't feel comfortable taking out Ivy Waste because I've heard nothing but glowing remarks from business owners, residents, visitors, hospitality workers in the French Quarter. I don't feel comfortable removing Ivy Waste. Their contract is for a year. Once that year expires, we can move forward. Right now, there's also litigation because Henry Consulting has filed a lawsuit to get the city council to sign a contract. That contract, that lawsuit is at the appellate state right now. So we have litigation going on. So I'm not sure what can happen while litigation is happening. But my stance as the representative that represents the French Quarter is that Ivy Waste is doing a great job And I think they should remain in place. And I will use this analogy that I used at the Public Works Committee meeting earlier this week. Drew Bledsoe was the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots. He got hurt and stepped in Tom Brady. And the rest is history. He's considered as the best quarterback to ever play the game of football. Mm-hmm. Well, Henry Consultant and Alvin Richards with Richards' disposal had the opportunity to get the sanitation's job and clean up in the French Quarter. For whatever reason, they weren't able to do so. IV Waste stepped in. They stepped in, and they are doing a great job. And I don't, again, feel comfortable removing them right now. They've proven their work with the Bourbon Street attack, cleaning that up. Sugar Bowl, Super Bowl, Mardi Gras. We have French Quarter Fest coming up in about a month and some change. Right now, in my opinion, I'm 107 votes. Right now is not the time to change sanitation providers in the French Quarter, because the French Quarter, you know, it's a different place and it represents the entire city. And right now we need our best foot forward.
All right, Freddie, I'm a little confused about what the lawsuit from Henry Consultants would be based on.
From my knowledge is that they was awarded the contract, and the city council should sign that contract. The city council did not sign that contract, and the judge Paulette Irons agreed with Troy Henry, and the city council is appealing that decision to make us sign a contract.
All right. If they were awarded the contract, forgive me if I'm a little dumb on this, but if they were awarded the contract, okay, then explain to me how IV Waste got the contract.
Well, they were awarded the contract, and this is kind of getting into the weeds, but this was all discussed in an open council meeting. They awarded the contract with Richard's Disposal as the sub. At the last minute, Richard's Disposal was substituted for another company. And that company was then subbing the work to a North Louisiana company. So you basically had three companies now a part of this contract. It was just getting kind of convoluted, and the walls were getting muddy. So the city council said, it's just too much. We don't feel comfortable as a collective finalizing this contract, and that's when the lawsuit was filed.
Okay, so the contract wasn't finalized by the city council?
Correct.
Okay. Does Troy Henry have relations with city council members?
I don't know. I don't know, Mr. Henry. I don't know. I can say, I only speak for myself, and I've only met him when I came into the council on a professional level.
Okay. So the whole council is going to vote on this. It seems like the lieutenant governor is, you know, again, is concerned that this person is going to subcontract out the contract to clean up the French Quarter, when you've got somebody like Sidney Torres, who was directly involved with his company. You're working directly with him. You're awarding the contract to him. It seems like that is a cleaner situation than awarding it to somebody who is going to subcontract out to another company. And obviously there's got to be money that exchange hands there. So the company that ultimately gets the contract to clean up is going to make less than, say, IV Waste. Are they going to be a reputable enough company to keep it clean?
Well, let me just say, back up a little bit. I don't believe this will come before the city council, because you have to have somebody bringing this forward in the motion to be voted on. As of now, there is nobody on the council to bring the motion forward to have the vote. So without that motion, there is nothing to vote on. And you mentioned about subbing it out. Well, you have to have a DBE, a disadvantaged business entity, when bidding with the city. So you would have to have a subcontractor, which was Mr. Alvin Richards. With the emergency contract, IV Waste has been providing services not in the contract. So, for instance, the contract says that Henry Consulting, that they were awarded, that contract said the streets had to be pressure washed 3 days a week. Ivy is pressure washing the streets 7 days a week. So they are going above and beyond what the contract requires, and that is, you know, their own doing, but the results are there, and that's why folks are saying we want them to remain the sanitation provider.
Well, it seems like there's just not even a question here about who should have the contract. And using your analogy, it seems like Drew Bledsoe gets better than you replace Tom Brady with Drew Bledsoe. That doesn't make sense.
Well, I agree, and my job is this. I understand what's being said, maybe in the courts, but my job is to represent the French Quarter, the businesses in the Quarter, the residents in the Quarter, the visitors in the Quarter, and the entire city. And we know that as the Quarter goes, the city goes. And right now it's looking clean, it's smelling clean. Everyone is satisfied, and I'm not going to be the one to upset the apple cart.
Okay. Freddie,
unless a judge says, hey, this is what needs to be done. But right now, I don't feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah. All right. Our news anchor, Ian Ozan, has a quick question for you.
Okay, I'm here.
Billy Nungesser was on the air with us, and he made the claim that two members of the city council were trying to have the contract pulled from Ivy Waste to, I don't know if it was Richard's Disposal or Troy Henry, whatever the case may be. But what can you respond to those claims that two members of the council, whom Nungesser did not name on air, are trying to have this contract moved?
I don't know about that, because we didn't vote on anything, and nothing came before the council to vote on, so I'm not familiar with that.
Not heard anything of that sort from anyone else?
There was talks about it, but that was just like, you know, just talk. Nothing came forward.
Because, Freddie, you know that citizens are just frustrated with the image that the city of New Orleans does not do things right, that there's favoritism and, in some cases, nepotism, and that the wrong people get the contracts. And, the easiest way to fight that is to just simply do the right thing. And I know you can only speak for yourself as one city council member, but you know what the perception of the public is.
Absolutely, Skip. I grew up in this city. I said Skip. Shoot, I'm sorry.
Right.
I grew up in this city, born and raised, and I hear the rumors, and I know what the perception is, and I want to stay above that, and I'm going to do what's best for the city, what I believe is best for the city, and I base what I believe is best off of the feedback I get, and I receive dozens upon dozens of emails and phone calls saying, we like it like this. Let's not go backwards. Let's go backwards. Let's not change right now. And again, if a judge, of a appellate judge says this is the ruling, then that's different. But right now, I don't feel comfortable making any change.
Yeah.
And again, I'm one of seven votes.
Right. I understand. Look, Freddie King, I think it's honorable that you called in. I appreciate what you said. I appreciate that, you know, that you called in. And you're speaking, literally speaking on the air for your constituents, and I think that is an honorable thing, and more people need to do that. So I appreciate you calling into the show. And, you know, let's stay in touch over this issue. And if there are rumors, let's touch on the rumors. And if there's something that's going down that doesn't look right, that, you know, as long as we're talking about trash that stinks, then you know, let's talk about that as well, because the citizens of New Orleans are owed the right decisions be made, and they don't always get that. And if we don't change it now, when are we going to change it?
Right. I agree, and I'm going to do my best to represent this city, represent this district, and I appreciate the opportunity to come in and give my side of the story.
Freddie King, council member, thanks for being with us this afternoon on WWL.
Thank you.
All right. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So, I guess we have a little more information. It doesn't seem like this is impending, which is good, but we are going to follow this. And I'm still confused. If the contract was not finalized by the city council, I'm not sure why Henry Consultants and Troy Henry, I'm not understanding the lawsuit. I don't get what, I mean, look, I know anybody can file a lawsuit, over practically anything, but I don't understand the merits of this. And if Sidney Torres is doing it and doing a great, you know, I think a lot of people are jealous of Sidney Torres because he's successful. And it's a damn shame that people are jealous of people who are successful. And that is a known phenomenon when it comes to humanity. And it is especially known in this area. And I know this area because I was born here. And I know there's jealousy, there's intrinsic jealousy of people who are successful. If somebody's successful, give them credit for being successful. And Sidney Torres does a hell of a job with what he does. And if the French Quarter was supposed to be, you know, cleaned up, if the streets were supposed to be, you know, hosed down, what, several days a week, and he's doing it 7 days a week? I mean, that's worth mentioning. So we are going to continue to follow this story. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Boy, I remember when this song was released on this day in 1989. Wow, the controversy was incredible. This is the day Madonna released Like a Prayer. I'm Scoot, and there was criticism everywhere. She had just signed a deal to do a Pepsi commercial, $5 million, and after the controversy started, Pepsi dropped the commercial and the whole deal. Christian groups complained. The Vatican complained. The Pope complained. They boycotted. There were boycotts of calls for boycotts of Pepsi. All subsidiaries, KFC, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut. You know, Madonna basically said that it's the job of an artist to stir things up, and I agree with her. And as a Catholic, as a Christian, I wasn't offended by what I saw. She kisses a black man. She is singing in front of burning crosses. But in the context of the commercial, I'm not the context of the commercial, in the context of the video that drew so much controversy, you know, I didn't think it was that big a deal. But, you know how people can be. Oh, my God, you can't do that. That's blasphemy. Well, you know, chances are Jesus was black. I mean, I don't want to start a controversy with that. If you think about where Jesus was born, chances are there's a good chance Jesus was black. And if he wasn't, chances are he doesn't look like the images of Jesus that we all grew up with. So, you know, let's address that right away. So it shouldn't be that controversial. Madonna, okay, so around religion, she's a little sexy, but she's an innocent woman in the commercial, I mean, in the video. And I just think that a lot of people, you know, just use it as an excuse to express their outrage over something. And sometimes people just like to express outrage over different things. All right, let's get to some of your phone calls. Let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy, you're on WWL. What do you have for us?
Hey, Scoot. Hey, two things real quick. I know about a year ago you did the filming for Spinal Tap 2, Goodbye yeah. Cleveland. I wanted to let you and the listeners know they've announced the date for the premiere of the movie. It's going to be September 12, 2025. So mark your calendar. Cool. I hope to see you in the movie. I remember seeing you around UNO Lakefront Arena when we were doing extra work at the movie there. And look, I want to tie music in the local scene into the conspiracy theory, conspiratorium. This is just a funny little anecdote. You know, the heavy metal band Exhorter, which, you know, the lead singer, Kyle Thomas, he's from Tarrytown. A lot of people think Pantera kind of ripped off their sound. The band Exhorter's playing tonight in Washington, D.C., at Comet Pizza, Comet Ping Pong, you know? And I've heard in the past years, you know, you guys would talk about it. It's true. Exhorter from New Orleans is playing at Comet Ping Pong Pizza, whatever it is. It's still open. It still has concerts. And I just thought that was a funny little tidbit for anybody listening who listens to the band Exhorter. Again, a lot of people think Pantera ripped off their sound. They're playing tonight in Washington, D.C. at the famed location.
That's cool. Yeah, that was the alleged site of Pizzagate, where it was said the conspiracy was that Hillary Clinton and her chair for her campaign, John Podesta, were running a child sex ring operation out of the basement of a pizza parlor in a suburb of D.C. Ridiculous. Thanks for that information, Jimmy. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if you're in it or if I'm in the Spinal Tap 2 movie set for September 12th. All right, let's go to Philip. Philip, you've been on hold. Thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. A couple things about the cleanup in the quarters. But one comment going way back before the break, that guy, I think Jason, you were on with. Just a comment to him. No, Jason, everyone in New Orleans is not related to everybody.
That's right. No, thank you for clearing that up. I knew that.
But the contract in the quarter, Scoot, I've just been impressed with the cleanup. There used to be a time on Bourbon Street on the weekends that the trash receptacles would overflow and there'd be mountains of trash. You know, as you get later in the evening, people putting the trash next to it. But since he's had it, I noticed he has a crew. They walk up and down Bourbon Street. I saw they have backpacks on their back, checking the trash can. If it's full, they take the bag out, tie it up, set it on the sidewalk, put a new trash bag in. And I'm like, wow.
You know, Philip, if somebody's doing a great job at something and suddenly there's even a hint of talk about giving a contract to somebody else, you can't help but wonder, why do they want to give it to somebody else? You can't help but question the motives there.
Right, right. And, Scoot, I like your analogy with the councilman. What you said, it's like you had Tom Brady and you're going back to Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah, well, he made that analogy in the beginning. He said it's kind of like, you know, he made the analogy. He said, okay, you had Drew Bledsoe and Tom Brady comes in, and what, are you going to replace him back with Drew Bledsoe?
Okay.
No, I got to give that to Freddie King. He came up with that analogy.
Kudos to him. That was a great analogy.
It was a good one. Philip, I got to get to a break. Did you have one more comment?
That's it, Scoot. Appreciate it.
I appreciate the call. All right. If we didn't get to you and you want to send me an email, it's scoot@wwl.com. It doesn't get much easier than that. You know, another time Madonna created a big controversy was, I think, 1985 at the MTV Video Awards. 84, 85. Remember she did Like a Prayer? And she was dressed in that wedding mini dress. Boy toy was the buckle of the belt. And she's crawling all over the stage. Man, I thought that was hot, but some people didn't like it. All right, I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, tomorrow is the free-for-all Friday, the beginning of a great weekend. Rough weather maybe Saturday, but beautiful weather on Sunday, and a Mardi Gras and a St. Patrick's Day parade on Sunday. I'm Scoot. Sports Talk is coming up next with Mike Dettelier and Steve Geller. Don't forget to register to win tickets to go see An Evening with Heart. Go to wwl.com/contest with an S and register to win tickets for the June 18th concert. That's a legendary band, Heart. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the controversy over the remake of the movie Snow White. Dwarf actors are upset, and the actress herself is upset. We'll get into that controversy tomorrow. I want to thank Freddie King, council member, and also Billy Neungesser for calling in. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, market manager Dan Barron, studio producer Coleman, news anchor Ian Ozan, traffic with Courtney P. As always, I thank all of you for being part of our show and part of my life. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.